Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting second. The center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Pat Sierratt. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dutch Meyer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Gromek. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Gromek. And now, play ball. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to second. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woodling moves to second. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer takes first base on ball four. Woodling moves to third. Rocco moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a fly ball into center field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to second. Two outs. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dickey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich strikes out. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodgson for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimek fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Woodling bunts towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. Case moves to second. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rocco hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 1 in the game. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0 for 1 in the game. Kurtwright bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Trosky moves to second. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner bunts towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. Meyer moves to second. one out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Meyer moves to third. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a fly ball into right field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Bill Dietrich. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodgin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Woodling. Hodgin reaches second base with a double. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimek fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ralph Hamner now pitching. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimek hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Case is hit by the pitch. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rocco for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trotsky hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 0 for 1 in the game. Cartwright takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Woodling. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Cartwright moves to third. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 2 in the game. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cartwright scores. Callaway scores. Dickey moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Don Black now pitching. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hodgen takes first base on ball 4. Dickey moves to third. Hamner moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-2 in the game. Sierra strikes out. One out. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Meyer strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kurtwright takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Kurtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Lemon pinch hits for Don Black. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Kurtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Case hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Senter now pitching. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Callaway hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dickey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hamner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Center fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Hamner covering, for the out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-3 in the game. Sierra hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hodgson hits a fly ball into center field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a pop-up towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-4 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.